with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris will finally sit for a network interview, the first one since launching her presidential campaign.
It's been more than 5 weeks since Harris began her White House bid, and she has yet to hold a news conference or grant an interview with a news outlet. The drought will end on Thursday when she and running mate Tim Walz sit down with CNN. The Trump campaign reacted to the news by noting it's a joint interview, saying she's not competent enough to do it on her own.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that pre-recorded interview will air on CNN Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump in the 2020 election interference case. Smith is keeping the same criminal charges but narrowed the allegations against Mr. Trump following a Supreme Court opinion granting broad immunity to former presidents for official acts. Also at SRNNews.com, the Fed's investigating a deadly workplace accident near one of the country's busiest airports.
Two workers are dead and a third seriously injured after a tire explosion at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport. The airline says it occurred while wheel components were being disassembled at a wheel and brake shop. The parts were not attached to a plane at the time. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration has opened an investigation, and Delta says it's working with authorities to determine what happened. The cause has not been released. In a statement, the airline says the Delta family is heartbroken and has extended its full support to family and colleagues. I'm Ben Thomas.
Busy day on the presidential campaign trail. GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigning in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. The Democrat tickets on a bus tour across South Georgia. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 8 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 10 points. This is SRN News. Trump and Harris voters are far apart on cultural issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Both sides of the debate over whether to enshrine abortion in Missouri's constitution have filed last-minute legal challenges hoping to influence how and if the proposal goes before voters. Pro-life leaders are suing to take the amendment off November's ballot. The Abortion Rights Campaign is suing Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft for allegedly trying to mislead voters about what the amendment would actually do. This is SRN News. As Vice President Kamala Harris begins her fall campaign for the White House, she can look to history and hope for better luck than others in her position who have tried the same.
Since 1836, only one sitting vice president, George H.W. Bush in 1988, has been elected to the White House. Among those who tried and failed were Richard Nixon in 1960, Hubert Humphrey in 1968, and Al Gore in 2000. All three lost in narrow elections shaped by issues ranging from war and scandal to crime and subtleties of television debates. But two other factors proved crucial for each vice president: whether the incumbent president was well-liked and whether the president and vice president enjoyed a productive relationship. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Georgia, State Senate Committee is taking up Republican efforts to ban men living as women from taking part in women's sports. At least 23, mostly Republican-led states, have passed such laws to date. More details at SRNNews.com.